USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that a growing number of Americans have skipped the second dose of their COVID vaccination. Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and intentionally missed their second. Officials worry that the recent pause in using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as well as reports of allergic reactions to the shot in some, have made people more wary about receiving both inoculations. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. And the Department of Justice announced Monday that it would launch a probe into the policing practices of the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland said that the DOJ would assess whether the department engages in a pattern of unreasonable force and unconstitutional searches, including their execution on private homes. The department has been under intense scrutiny since the shooting of Breonna Taylor during a raid on her apartment by officers serving a no-knock warrant. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The United States will send its stockpile of AstraZeneca COVID vaccines to other countries, making 60 million doses available to places like India, who are struggling with a surge in COVID cases. In a tweet Monday, White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt said the shots would be sent out as soon as they were available and pass a safety check. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy began pushing for the move last week. The Illinois Democrat tells MSNBC that those doses could be used to slow dramatic surges in other parts of the world.
We have tens of millions of doses of AstraZeneca vaccine that we are not going to use as part of our vaccination effort here in the United States. And on the other hand, a fire is raging on the COVID front in India, Argentina, Brazil, and other places. We cannot allow these vaccine doses to go unused. We should send them abroad where they can be used and they can save lives right now.
AstraZeneca's vaccine has not yet been approved for use in the United States, though it has been administered in Canada, Mexico, and much of Europe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden continues to try to sell lawmakers on his infrastructure plan, even as some in his own party begin to oppose it. Over the weekend, Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said that he would like to see the president's proposal split up and couldn't support it in its current $2.25 trillion form. Republicans say that not enough of the massive bill is focused on traditional infrastructure projects. Congressman Steve Scalise says the proposal is really just the Green New Deal. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that the tax hikes in the package will deliver a blow to middle-class jobs.
You look at the latest infrastructure plan, more than 75% of that has nothing to do with roads and bridges and broadband and ports. So again, it begs the question, what are they spending that money on? And of course, you look at the details. It's the Green New Deal. We will have a higher tax rate than communist China in America if Biden and Pelosi get their way. And that means we have less jobs. Those entry-level workers, the middle class that President Trump was bringing back when we cut taxes, those jobs will all start going away again. I don't think that's what America bargained for when Joe Biden ran.
And the frontman for a legendary Scottish rock band has died. Lance Pry reports.
Les McOwen, the lead singer of the pop band Bay City Rollers, famous among teenagers around the world in the 1970s, has died at the age of 65. The family said his death was sudden last week when he collapsed in London, England. Cause is unknown at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.